You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Darts Podcast. We're on to week six of the Premier League and the PDC bandwagon rolls on to Nottingham. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is former darts professional and Sky Sports pundit Rod Harrington. How are you, Rod?
Yeah, good morning, Mark. Very well, thank you.
Good man. On to week six then, Rod. We'll get stuck into that in a moment. But we've got plenty to talk about from last week. We can talk about week five in the Premier League and the UK Open. So we'll start with last week in the Premier League. Wins for Michael van Gerwen and Phil Taylor. Four consecutive wins apiece for them now. And they've found their way to the top of the Premier League. The cream is rising to the top already, isn't it?
It certainly is. And I feel a little bit sorry for Phil Taylor because he is playing exceptionally well. But because Michael van Gerwen is playing out of this world, everybody, including Phil Taylor, is being outshadowed. I mean, Michael van Gerwen, over 116 average last week, which was the fourth highest ever on TV. The week before when he did the world record, I thought perhaps it was a little bit of a fluke. But I have to admit, I don't think it is. I think he can keep this standard up for as long as he wants to. He really is firing. He's ultra confident. He's got this invincibility about him where he feels that no one can beat him. And, you know, even Phil Taylor, you know, is really near his best. But he still can't get near him, and so Phil Taylor's going to have to try and step it up a bit.
Yeah, and we saw that in the UK Open this weekend as well, Rod. Michael van Gerwen winning the title for a second year in succession, beat Phil Taylor in the semi-finals, and Taylor didn't really do too much wrong there, and a lot of opponents didn't against van Gerwen. He's just able to go to that extra level, isn't he? And he's unplayable at the moment.
Yes, he is. I mean, all through the tournament, even when he played, nobody's really in the professional circuit, including my son. He just has this extra gear where, you know, he just steps it up every time he thinks he's threatened against Phil Taylor in the semi-finals. I mean, Phil Taylor got out the gate very quickly. I think it was 4-1 up at the break. But then all of a sudden, the middle part of the game, van Gerwen gets into this run of legs that's just, it's frightening, really. If you were playing him, I mean, you just think, what the heck's going on? And Peter Wright in the final. I mean, again, Peter Wright, a good class player, but they just got nothing against him. They just can't throw enough big scores at him to frighten him. Mind you, I don't think anything would frighten him. I think if someone did 2-9 darts against him, he would just shrug it off and throw 2-9s himself.
Yeah, it seems that way, doesn't it, at the moment? Let's talk about Peter Wright a little bit as well. He bumped into Michael van Gerwen in the Premier League last week, also in the final of the UK Open. He was top going into last week's Premier League action. He sits third in the table now. Will he bounce back, do you think? Will it affect him too much?
I don't think it will. I think Peter Wright's got a good attitude, a good mindset. Losing, you know, I think Peter Wright's a very realistic player and quite an intelligent player, as in darts. Because I think what he looks at, he thinks, well, look, Michael, no one can get near Michael van Gerwen at the moment, so I've lost to him, get over it. I never had a chance. If he'd have had a chance, then it may have hurt him, but he didn't. And Peter Wright, to me, is a player that just gets on with it, especially against Michael van Gerwen. Like I say, he is literally unplayable at the moment. So Peter Wright, I know he'll bounce back because he got to the final. Just hope he don't change his darts again because, you know, last week he didn't play that bad against van Gerwen and he played really well in the UK Open. So, you know, settle in with these darts for a little while longer and kind of improve a small percentage on these each week.
Yeah, I suppose we should also mention Michael Smith. He got his first Premier League win last week. He beat Raymond van Barneveld 7-5. That's good news for him, isn't it? He's improving week on week.
Yes, he is. I think the week he got the draw really helped him. And then last week he just found a bit more rhythm. He kept his height. Sometimes he leans forward as he's releasing the dart, but last week he kept his height and form quite well and took the game to Barney. And again, we see the vulnerability in Barney's game at the moment. You know, he can throw some great darts, but when he's put under the cosh and someone gets in front of him, he's just a bit fragile. But, yeah, it was good to see Michael Smith do that because we've seen quite a few players where the Premier League has ruined them. And I don't think it's going to ruin Michael Smith. And after last week, I'm convinced it isn't going to ruin him. So, yeah, it was very, very pleasing to see him get a couple of points.
Yeah, well, we're on the subject of Michael Smith then. Let's get stuck into week six of the Premier League because he's up first. He takes on Gary Anderson in the opener. Michael Smith is 7-2, draw 9-2, Gary Anderson 1-2. I suppose Michael Smith wouldn't want to bump into Gary Anderson on the back of his first win, because Gary's capable of beating anybody on his day, isn't he? And it'd be a tough game for Michael Smith.
Yes, he will. I mean, but Gary Anderson, he didn't really play that well against Robert Thornton, and nor did Robert. It was a poor game by their standards, under 90 averages for both of them. But you're right, Gary Anderson's got this incredible game where he just steps up and, you know, even beat Michael Van Gerwen at the moment. He didn't have a very good UK Open. He went out to a Riley's qualifier, but he didn't look right. He had the ump over something, or just something weren't right. And when things are wrong with Gary, he kind of just, okay, I've lost, let's get over it and move on. And like Peter Wright, he's got a good mindset like that. But Gary Anderson helped Michael Smith get where he is. Gary said to Dave Allen and myself at a tour event, I want a couple of youngsters I'm going to sponsor. We've put Michael Smith and Adam Hunt to him. And he's still sponsoring and managing Michael Smith. So it's going to be an interesting one. There's always a load of banter, and it is funny, Mark, when you're in that practice. I'm fortunate to go in the practice room. Not many people are. And there's always a lot of banter between these two when they're going to play each other. So it's going to be interesting. But I can assure you, Gary Anderson is going to want to get up there and teach the young man a lesson. And I think he'll beat him. I don't think he'll whop him, but I certainly have to lean towards Gary Anderson here.
All right, he's 1-2 in the betting. Rod, is there any ways in we can get a bit more juice on the price than siding with Gary Anderson?
Do you know what? I mean, I'd like to say that I think Michael Smith would at least get four legs. But do you know what? It's a scary one, because if Anderson gets into his rhythm early on, then he could easily beat Michael Smith, you know, 7-2, 7-3. So that's a dodgy one. I mean, the only thing I can look at is perhaps over on the 180s, because if both players start hitting the 180s, then there could be at least 10. But now I think we're going to have to stick with the 1-2 just for the win, and try and double that up with another one that makes it look more interesting.
All right, fair enough. Just on the handicap, by the way, Gary Anderson -2.5 is even money. If you think that Michael Smith's only going to probably get to four legs, and that would land, if I could tempt you with that.
Yeah, it would probably, Mark, but do you know what? It's a dodgy one, because if Michael Smith gets out of the gate early, then he could easily get loads of legs. But then again, the opposite direction, if Gary gets out the gate and really puts the pressure on Michael in front of a big crowd in Nottingham, anything can happen. So for me, if I was gambling, I would just stick with the 1-2 on. I mean, like I said, you double that up with another odds on, and pays well over even money, which it could end up a value bet.
Yeah, let's not overcomplicate things then in the first game. On to the second one, Peter Wright against Adrian Lewis. Peter Wright 13-10, the draw 16-5. Adrian Lewis is 6-4. I thought this would be quite difficult to call, Rod, but I would expect plenty of 180s and a nice fast pace, if nothing else.
Exactly right, that, Mark. I mean, they're both incredible players. Peter Wright has proven over the last 3 years he's here to stay, and a quality dart player. The form says that Peter Wright will win this, so the odds say that as well. Adrian Lewis frustrates me. He's got so much talent, more talent than most people in the game. Well, all but two people, to be quite honest, or three. But he just doesn't use it. He looks very tired at the moment, you know. And when you're tired, your mind is not alert enough. And, you know, if things don't go your way, it's kind of, oh, well, never mind. And AD has that sort of attitude at times, a bit like Raymond van Barneveld. But if AD gets on his mark, then he's an incredible dart player, an absolute joy to watch. And you're right, there's so many variables in here again, and it's all about the start. If AD gets into Peter Wright earlier on, then it could be an 80 win. But I just think, we haven't had many draws this year, but I think this one's got draw written all over it. I just think that AD will throw a few bad legs like he normally does, which Peter Wright will snap up on. And an 80 will win, you know, six great legs. And I think we're going to see a draw.
Draw then for Rod. In that one, it's currently 16-5 in the market for the draw as well. I'm just trying to find the 180s market, see if we've got that there. Is it a market you'd look on the overs anyway, regardless?
It's possible, but AD is not hitting a lot of 180s at the moment. I don't think he hit one last week. Peter Wright has started to hit a few, but certainly if you don't fancy the draw and you're going to back an AD Lewis or a Peter Wright here, then that over four legs is the bet to go for, because I cannot see this not being a longish game. So I think AD is going to win 7-4 plus, and Peter Wright will win 7-4 plus. So perhaps the value is, if you back Wright, do that, and if you back Lewis, do that. But for me, it's on the fence.
Okay, yeah, just to put the price on those, by the way. If you're leaning either way, Peter Wright to win and both players to score four or more legs is 14-5, and Adrian Lewis is 13-5 in that particular market, if any of your listeners fancy either player. Let's move on to the third match then. Raymond van Barneveld against James Wade. Barney is 6-4, the draw 16-5, James Wade 13-10. How do you see this one going, Rod?
Well, if we go on the form line, I think James Wade's very good value at 13-10. I mean, he played extremely well last week. Was as solid as I've seen him for a long time. He is hitting more 180s than he ever has over this last year. He certainly has, and the stats prove that. And he's got a solid game. He really has got a lot of bottle, a bit like Peter Wright and the big boys. But he's, you know, he really needs to just doesn't make a mistake early on, because Barney, if he gets confident, he can hurt people. But you know what, Barney, he's too vulnerable for me. I've got to go for that James Wade win here. I just think that James Wade is just going to be too solid in all the legs, where Barney's so up or down. And I think James Wade is going to be too solid for him. But the one thing from here, on the website where I've been doing an all-mark, the last 3 or 4 weeks I've tipped James Wade to be over his checkout. I think he's 98.5. He's done it for the last 4 weeks. He's one of the kings of taking out checkouts just over the 100. You don't see him very often take the 164s or anything like that. But the 102s, the 104s, up to the 120s. James Wade is very good. So that's a good bet for me. But Wade to win and Wade over on his checkout.
Yeah, over 97.5 is where the checkout is set. And it's 5-6 in that market. And James Wade, as you mentioned, looks a pretty good price at 13-10 in the match betting as well. Robert Thornton against Phil Taylor is the fourth match on Thursday evening. Robert Thornton 7-1. The draw 13-2. Phil Taylor 2-9. Robert Thornton, bottom of the Premier League, yet to win a match, Rod. And Phil Taylor is in probably the best form he's been in for a while. So is this going to be a Taylor win?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. I think Phil Taylor's in the form as good as he's ever been, to be quite honest. He's happy with the darts. His mindset's in a good place. And like I said before, it's just that Van Gerwen's playing so well, it's overshadowing actually how well Phil Taylor is. Robert Thornton, I've said so many times, he doesn't look right at the moment. I don't think he's back to full health. You know, since he won that Grand Prix against Michael Van Gerwen, he just hasn't been at the races all the time. You've seen the odd flair from him, and, you know, he got a draw early on, but he just isn't there. And the consistency leg on leg from Phil Taylor, the high scoring and not missing many checkouts, I think will certainly get Phil Taylor over the line quite convincingly as well. I mean, we know Robert Thorne on his game. I call him the Rottweiler. He gets hold of you and he doesn't let go. He's beaten Phil Taylor on the big stage on more than one occasion. But I'd go by the form, Phil Taylor, you know, could win it easily.
What kind of scoreline would you expect here, Rod?
7-2, 7-3 perhaps. You know, I just think that Phil Taylor, he's really going to tear in. He's going to try and tear into anybody at the moment, because he's not happy that all the talk is about Van Gerwen, and that's how a true professional should be.
7-2 is 9-2, 7-3 is 100-13. If you don't want to put a correct score on it, you can go on the handicap. Phil Taylor -3.5 is 17-20 in that market there. What would you make of that, Rod? Would that tempt you?
Yeah, the handicap would, especially if you double that with Gary Anderson at 1-2. That makes a nice little double. Mm. I just said, I think that Phil Taylor has got something to prove, and he's proven it on the dartboard because of Van Gerwen, it doesn't look like he is. And, you know, he'll have 105, 106 average, Taylor will.
All right, final match of this Thursday then is Dave Chisnell against Michael Van Gerwen. Dave Chisnell 7-1, the draw 13-2. Michael Van Gerwen is 2-9. This could be a real cracker to finish the night, Rod, but can anybody stop Mighty Mike at the moment?
Well, if there is one player out there that could do, Chisnell is one of them. He has got this electrifying scoring power. He hits lots of 180s, which you need against Michael Van Gerwen. I mean, the old saying of a 180 never wins a game. Well, if you're playing Michael Van Gerwen, you need two in a leg most of the time. But Chisnell seems to, as soon as he gets towards the end of a game, he finds it hard to close it out. He loses a little bit of shape. And I keep mentioning this this minor error in his throw, you know, snatch, thrutch, whatever you'd like to pull, whatever you'd like to call it. But under pressure at the end to close legs out, to close matches out, that is showing its head too much for me. And he's losing matches that I believe he should win. Now, from the outset, he is going to get punished on that treble 20 with Michael van Gerwen. And so every leg, he's not going to be a long way ahead in any leg. So he's going to have to work hard and not make mistakes, because the way Michael van Gerwen is, it's electrifying. It's absolutely incredible to watch that he makes this game look so easy. I mean, Phil Taylor at his best still made the game look hard because of his concentration and his action. But Michael van Gerwen, I mean, sometimes you think he's going to have a talk with a chalker as he's throwing. Do you know what I mean? It's a tough one for Dave Chisnell. I mean, I don't think there's anybody that's going to back against Michael van Gerwen at the moment.
No, exactly. Is there ways you can go on this then without looking at the result as well, just try and get a bit of value? So a total match 180s, for instance, over 7.5, 8 to 13?
Yeah, I think that's bang on, Mark. And another one I put on my blog, there's going to be loads of 180s. I mean, Michael van Gerwen, if he starts hitting them in the first leg, he's going to hit 5 or 6 himself. And we know Dave Chisnell will pitch in with 4 or 5. So, yeah, definitely over on the 180s. I think I would take the handicap on this as well against Michael van Gerwen. I mean, we know Dave Chisnell can fire off, you know, 4, 5, 12 darters, but I think that at the moment Chisnell's going to find it hard. So I would go minus on Michael van Gerwen as well.
Yeah, -3.5 on Michael van Gerwen at 17-20. Just as a little bit of a speculative one as well, Rod, just to get your thoughts on this. I was kind of toying with the idea of player with most 180s to play the draw there at 9-2, because both players could get, you know, 4 or 5 180s apiece, and Michael van Gerwen would probably still win. But just as a value play on the price, am I going mad there?
No, you're not. No, you're not. It's what I call one of them fun bets, isn't it? You have the odd fiver on it, and you get a bit of fun out of it, because, you know, if you look at the stats like we do all the times, Michael van Gerwen is up there with the top 180 hits, but so is Dave Chisnell. He hits as many 180s as anybody in the game. So, yes, I mean, once one of them starts hitting it, the other one follows. And, yeah, that's not a bad bet.
Yeah. All right, then, Rod, let's just have a little bit of a summary then at the end, if you wouldn't mind. If I were to ask you for your best bet for this week in the Premier League, what would you go with?
Well, I would go with Gary Anderson at 1-2 and Phil Taylor minus the handicap in a double. And even put Michael van Gerwen, I know it's 2-9, put him in there as a little bit of extra value. 180s, certainly a nice little double, is over on the match of Peter Wright against Lewis and van Gerwen against Chisnell. And that Wade bet of over on his checkout, he always comes up trumps on that, and there's no reason why he shouldn't do this week. And Mark, let's not forget the 9 data. I mean, I can't believe Michael van Gerwen does one, and it's in a UK Open. You know, we want him to do one in the Premier League, and I think he's around... Is it 18-1 for Michael to hit a 9 darter this week?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's worth a punt. There's loads of players out there can do it, but Michael van Gerwen is the hot property at the moment.
Yeah, 18-1 for that. If you put the 3 in the treble that you mentioned there as well, Phil Taylor -3.5, Gary Anderson at 1-2, and Michael van Gerwen at 2-9. He pays 2.39-1. That's not bad.
Not bad treble, is it? No, I think that's a good bet. I think it's a good punt.
All right, good stuff, Rod. Thank you very much. Good luck, and enjoy week 6 of the Premier League.
I certainly will.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.